A lot of people have struggled with handling their finances. In this day and age, it is not uncommon to have problems with money. Most people come to a point in their life and have to overcome the struggle. Hi, my name is Chris Tran, and today I am going to interview a person that solved and went through a lot of financial problems by himself. The person I am interviewing is my father, Tony Tran, a 48-year-old man who was willing to talk to me about what he went through.
How do you feel when you're stuck in this situation, and why do you feel this way?
Oh, I'll be cut up.
Financial problems.
I'm here by myself, sponsored with my uncle sponsor me, and between his wife and him, so they can't they decide to kick me out of the house. So I have to find a way to survive myself. I get out of his house with not a penny on my pocket, and I have to walk like 2, 3 miles to the bus station to find warmer because it's winter time. So I have to stay there, sleep there, eat whatever passenger left over for weeks. But I didn't feel bad though. I have to find a way to survive.
How can you find ways to survive through these times of struggles? What motivates you to continue instead of quit?
Like I say, I'm stay at the bus station and eat over what passenger left. I'll think that I can't die here. I have to stand up and find some work to do, find money. Because my family is still depend on me, and I can't let them down. So that's why I have to find a work, and I find work.
Every time when everyone is stuck in a situation, everyone has to have a cause or a motivation that causes them to go on. I feel like people are giving up too easily, and they need a motivation or a new goal to work on and to reach.
Can you tell us about a time where you have witnessed a difficult time with your financial that you can't find a way to find a solution to your problem?
I mean, there's nothing to add my time, because in my head it's always about my family, my brother and sister, my grandpa. So even if I don't have a penny on my pocket, it's not gonna stop me there. If you think that way, if you think about your family, your relative, surround you, depend on you, trust you, so there's no difficult time to stopping you.
What type of problems do you have to go through to straighten out your financial problems?
It's a lot of problem. When I be in United States, I can't speak. I have to learn how to communicate with people, so I can't work, and I can't drive a car. There's a lot of problem when I was here, but if you think a positive way, so you going through that.
How does it feel to be in a new country with nothing in your hands? And what ways do you find solutions for that?
I'm lucky to escape by sea and survive to be in this country. Like I say before, I'm walk out with my uncle house without a penny on my pocket. But you have to think a positive way to find yourself out of that situation.
Many people who come to a new country, like my father, had nothing in their hands and had to start over. Some people, during this process, struggled and some succeeded. Now, I understand why my father always said America is a country that provides opportunities, but those opportunities will come with struggle.
What decisions that you have made in your life that is the most important according to financial problems, and why do you think it's important?
It is. Financial is important for your life, but depend on what you're thinking, negative side or positive side. If you really want to live a wild, good life, so choose the positive life. And if you think a humanist way, so it's a slow way for you to have money, but you're not falling to the end. So in your life, you have to believe in something, just like religion, God, something that you believe in. So that way, it helping you going through the hard time.
So Daddy's saying that the most important decision in Daddy's life, according to financial problems, is to take things slowly and to think it out carefully. Is that what Daddy's saying?
Yeah, think it out carefully. Believe. You have to have faith. Believing in one day you get out of the hard time.
Okay, so what important lessons do you learn about controlling your financial problems that you would like to share?
To share with financial problem?
Yeah, tips about controlling your financial money. How do you control your money? Like, what advice would you like to give for those who doesn't know how to control their money?
Okay, so it depends on what you make. Like, you can't spend more than what you make. And you have to know yourself. You have to know your situation. You can't spend money wild like a rich people. But you can't dream bigger either. So you have to figure out what you earn and spend on the living costs, food, everything, car, everything, like about 60-70% of your income. And you have to save 30% for a rainy day. You don't know when is the rainy day is coming to you. So you have to save that.
Okay. So when you start to have kids, does the strategy that you use to control your financial stuff change? Is it difficult to make a new plan because of your kids?
No. When I decide to get married, I already have my plan and my financial. So after I get married, I have everything planned out for the first child, for second child, or for our future. So I don't have any hard time with that.
Now I understand why people struggle with their finances when they are starting to have kids. My dad, in his case, had planned ahead. He knew what to expect already and also knows what to avoid. That's why we should start playing our own financial moves so we can be prepared for those disasters.
Forever, have you ever wanted something that others have but can't afford it? And what would that item be and why? That item.
You mean fell for?
Yeah.
I fell for all the time. When I was a little kid, the South of Vietnam, it lost to a North Vietnam. So they kicked our family out of the house. We have to go back to our grandmom's side to make a living. When they kicked my family out of the house, we got nothing. So that means we poor. But I never looking at other people and say or dream like they have that, I have to have that. No, I don't have anything like that.
Everyone has the feeling of need. We always need something, even when we don't have money on us, or we are stuck in a problem with our finances. This feeling of need, I think, is what covers your way of finding a solution towards fixing what problems you have.
When you are stuck in these situations, do you feel disappointed or even loss of hope? And what if you do, why do you feel that way?
Yes, you do. Because you can't drive. Other people like speak and drive pretty good. So sometimes you feel like you lost somewhere else. You lost in the jungle. You are from jungle out. But if you rethink about it, then you look around you. You still like happiness, lucky than other people surround you.
Do you have any family members to help you with these problems?
No. Like what I say, I'm here for 3 months. My aunt and my uncle, they can't take care of me. So I got nobody to help me. I have to find a way myself to make a living, to survive.
How old were you at the time where you faced your first financial problems? Also, where were you at the time?
Like I say, I was here by that time. I'm about 18 years old. And I'm at Buffalo, New York, a coldest city in the United States.
Many people have faced their first financial problems when they are at a very young age. And sometimes they have help from a parent or guardian. That's why I decided to ask my dad if he had help and how old he was when he faced his first financial problems. After finding out that he had nobody to help him out during that time, I felt very lucky and fortunate of how I am sitting here with everything taken care of for me, while my dad, at the age of 18, has already solved his first financial problem.
Okay. There are many stories about being successful and like some are being failures of just controlling their financial their money. Where in these two categories do you think you fell into before you got here in the United States and after? And why do you think you are in these categories?
I can't say that I'm successful, but I'm not feeling that I'm failure because I'm happy what I'm got right now, what I got right now. And I'll like thanks God give me strength to be through all the harder day. So I don't know. I don't feel anything. I feel like I'm happy now.
So you feel like you're in between being successful and being failing. It's like you're in the middle of things, right?
No, not just that. Not just that. Failure, I'm not failure. Because I'm stand up from nothing, successful. I'm not successful either. A lot of things I still want to do and I'm going to do.
My dad went through everything just to know that he was stuck in the middle of being successful and being a total failure. In a conversation that I had with my father, I've learned lots of things, and there are several things that I have to consider when I have to face my own financial problems. For example, one thing that I have learned during the conversation with my dad was to never give up. I think that was the moral of the conversation. There are many things worth going forward for, especially for your family. Like my father, because of the constant thought of his family, causes and influences him to continue to cross boundaries and to continue to fix his problem, instead of staying in a dead end and do nothing.